It's a very big weekend around here, our biggest weekend of the year. It is Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2024. It cranks up in a few hours at the Plano Event Center, Spring Creek Parkway, just east of 75. This is our 30th Ticket Stock. It's also our 30th birthday here at the Little Ticket, and most of those Ticket Stocks have been at the Plano Event Center. It's our home away from home. It's a great place, great venue. Parking, admission, photographs, meet and greets, the concert, the comedy, it's all free.
Free.
And there's a full schedule at theticket.com. Everything free of charge. Now, if you're there and you want to purchase maybe something to eat or a beverage, you do have to pay for that. But everything else is free. And you can check out that lineup again at theticket.com. We're really, really excited about this ticket stock. We were out there last night. The Ticket Time Wasters, our station band, will wrap things up on Saturday evening around 6 o'clock. And we had our band rehearsal last night. And I'm going to perform. It's a very rare performance by me. I only play ticket stock because I only play the big venues.
Yeah, I understand that.
But I'm also not very musically inclined, so I really needed that rehearsal last night. And I'm still a little iffy. The band is great. Yeah. I don't know about the lead singer.
You'll be great.
But that's going to wrap things up. We're going to kick things off today with our shows out there and roundtables, and we're going to be joined by our ticket stock headliner tonight at 6 o'clock, the Dallas Stars legend Mike Modano. They are putting up a statue as we speak of Mike Modano about 50 feet from our studio as the crow flies. It's going to be flanking the Dirk Nowitzki statue here at the American Airlines Center on the plaza. And so we can't wait to talk to Mike Modano, longtime friend of the station. The station really started when the Stars moved to town. That 93-94 season is when they were first here, and the ticket went on the air January of 94. So we kind of all grew up together, and we watched Modano deliver a cup in 99. So we can't wait to visit with Mike.
That's still, I think, one of my best memories about being a part of this station when the Stars skated the cup in 99.
No doubt.
That was such a great run. And to see Modano, who went through a lot of postseason criticism leading up to that. And I don't know if a hockey team moving to the Sun Belt could have had a better spokesman to try to, you know, generate interest in the game than Mike Modano.
Face of the franchise.
Yeah.
Our visit with Mike tonight will be brought to us by VisitBigBend.com, Philville Boats, and the North Texas Boat Show. That's 6 o'clock. I was trying to compile the list of ticket stock headliners that we've had over the years. So this year it's Mike Modano. Last year it was Micah Parsons. That was great. He was really engaging and funny, and especially when we asked him the question, if we all jumped you, could we win or would you still win? And he very thoughtfully went through each one of us and told each one of us how he would take us down.
Yeah, we were going to die, basically.
It was hilarious that he actually spent that much time and put that much thought into looking at you. Okay, well, you're a little big, but I might have some problem, but I think I can take your legs out. You... that you'll be no problem. You, and then it was just hilarious.
He skipped right past Norm. He didn't give Norm too much time.
Yeah. The year before that, it was Deion Sanders. That was great. Had a really good visit with Deion. The year before that, I believe it was Troy Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
We've had all the triplets out there. Emmett was a headliner once for us. Michael Irvin and Pudge Rodriguez were co-headliners for our 20th anniversary ticket stock.
Thanks, buddy.
And then over the years, headliners that I remembered, Dr. J, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Pete sweet. Rose, Reggie Jackson, Bo Jackson, which I know was big for you.
Yeah, that was huge in our family.
Jim McMahon, Randy Johnson, Barry Sanders, Jerry Rice, Cal Ripken Jr., Lawrence Taylor, Nolan Ryan. We played the Nolan audio on our 30th birthday, the greatest moment in ticket history when he talked about the snow monkeys.
Amazing.
Dennis Rodman, we played that audio yesterday on our show where he and Gordo got into it.
Where's Gordon?
And then maybe my favorite and most memorable is the year we had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as our headliner. This was 2009, I believe. And I remember this so vividly because I was sitting right next to this guy that I literally and figuratively had looked up to my entire life. When I first gained sports consciousness, which I put circa 72, 73, somewhere in there, Kareem was at the height of his powers, NBA most valuable player, playing in Milwaukee. And I remember getting Sports Illustrated and just staring at the pictures of Kareem forever. So that meant so much to me. Here's a little clip of having Kareem on. I think this is the very beginning, right, Daddy?
It is such an honor to meet you. I'm beside myself, right? Well, I'm actually beside you right now, but and I can't believe it. I've got so many questions for you, as all of us do. My first one is, when did you start shooting the skyhook? Do you know how you started it and how it became such a legendary shot for you? And take us through the process. Do you remember the first one you ever shot?
Yes, I do remember the first one I ever shot. I was in the fourth grade.
How tall were you in the fourth grade?
Don't remember exactly. But I got in the game, which was miraculous. You know, I played on my grade school team in grades up to eighth grade. And I was as tall as the seventh and eighth grader. So the guy put me in the game, and another miracle happened. I got an offensive rebound. And the only way I could figure out to get the ball up to the hoop was to go through the motions of the hook shot. And it almost went in. It hit the back of the rim, bounced out. But the coach saw that. He said, you know, because he hadn't showed me how to do it. It just more or less came natural to me. So he had me work on it a little bit. And then that year I continued to ride the pine. But the next year in fifth grade, some of the kids that helped my grade school coach decided to show me how to do the George Mikan drill, which is where you shoot the ball alternately with your right and left hand right from the basket using the backboard. And they said, do this drill. You know, you'll get the footwork and the shot down. And I did. And it was just something I didn't know any better. That's all I practiced. I just practiced that all the time whenever I got the opportunity to practice. I'd go out into the gym by myself, or we had a couple of hoops on the outdoor courts in my neighborhood. And I'd go out and just practice it. And by the time I was in the eighth grade, it was second nature, and I really had the touchdown, and I could use the backboard. I could use my left hand.
I don't think I'd ever heard him tell that story.
No.
Up until that moment.
No.
I'm sure he had. I'm not saying we're the first to get that, but I don't remember hearing that. And how cool was that?
Yeah, it's really awesome. That was pretty intimidating, being up there with Kareem.
Yeah, loved it. So we've had so many great moments with headliners over the years, so many big names at Ticket Stock. We've had some not-so-great moments, like when we had the legend, the late now, Hall of Fame pitcher Gaylord Perry there. And Gordo stepped into a bit of a bear trap, but listen to the chaos that even led up to the bear trap.
And you were at the tail end of your career there.
Right.
That was a hell of a lot of money, $300,000 be making, you know, at the tail
right.
end.
Yeah. Good point.
At that age, yeah.
Die.
Yeah, it was. But
just tell him to die.
You.
Now, what's with the name Gaylord?
My father had a good friend, had a son that
hated God?
No.
Okay.
He somehow got sick and passed away. He named me after him for his friend.
Way to go, Gordon.
Gaylord.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, way to bring the room down there. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm up here talking anyway.
So he named for her friend.
For his friend.
How about that little
chaos ramp up?
That
there.
Skirmish before the bear trap.
Corby telling Gordon to die. Don't tell Gaylord Perry to die. How that play has been run so many times.
So our headliner, Mike Modano, tonight at 6 o'clock. And then we got big stuff planned for you tomorrow at 2:45. We're going to have Deron Bland, the now NFL record holder for pick sixes in a season. The Cowboys defensive back will be with us there at Ticket Stock tomorrow afternoon. We're also going to have our longtime buddy Kid Reed from Kid and Play there tomorrow. He's going to do some stand-up at 5:30. That'll be off the air.
God,
so if you're at the Plano Center, you'll see Kid doing stand-up at 5:30. And then at 6 o'clock, after Kid's done, the Ticket Time Wasters free concert brought to you by the Terrell Economic Development Committee and Macho Self-Storage. The official beer of Ticket Stock, Deep Ellum Brewing Company, proceeds benefiting the Austin Street Center. Mentioned early in the show, if you're coming out to Ticket Stock this weekend, please walk the hallways, because down one long hallway, there's a picture from all 30 years of the station's history. One photo from each year, and it's great.
Oh, man. I looked at that last night. Some of those pictures I'd either never seen or forgotten all about.
Yes, me too.
Some really good ones. And the Ticket Museum's really interesting, too. They have some funny items in there. Our promotion staff has done a great job getting the Plano Center ready.
Yeah, Alan and Sky and the entire promotions team has been working night and day out there, and it looks great. The other hallway is every host or producer or ticker guy, board ops. They've all got their list of when they started at the Ticket, their favorite segment on the Ticket, their favorite food, what their plans are for 2024. It's really funny to see what the guys came up with.
Yeah, I didn't quite make that cut, apparently.
Well, you were a late ad.
Yeah,
you were a late ad. We also have a retro arcade games section from Free Play Arcade.
Heck yeah.
A jam room brought to you by Jimmy Wallace Guitars. So it's a whole setup if you want to walk in there and play the drums or play guitar.
From what I understand, we got a kit, bass, guitar. We've got keys and I think a PA system.
Wow. Three live barbecue demonstrations on Saturday from Pitmasters at Hurtado Barbecue.
All right.
And, of course, we're going to have the very popular AMA sessions with all of the shows. Each show has an AMA each day. So Muser's Invasion, Sweet Spot Hardline on Friday, and then again on Saturday. And the Catman is going to have an Ask the PD AMA on Saturday as well.
Uh-oh. We're going to go to that one. I got some questions.
We're going to be giving away tickets all weekend long to the Rolling Stones, Usher, Blink-182, Green Day, Journey, Def Leppard, Justin Timberlake, and more. The Mavs Maniacs are going to be out there, and we'll have a booth with ticket merchandise, 30th anniversary stuff, ticket stock shirts, hats, and hoodies.
Hey, my friends from Phil Dill Boats are out there, too. Mm-hmm. We got a pontoon boat, and I think it's one of their surf boats that's out there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So it's Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2024, Plano Event Center, starts this afternoon, and it runs through Saturday evening. It's free. Parking is free. Admission is free. Photos, meet and greets, the concert, the comedy, it's all free. Details at theticket.com.